That is moving forward, and I'm really pleased with the way that all the stakeholders have been able to come together and kind of hammer out some of the difficult pieces of it and get it together in a shape that I think is really going to be beneficial and kind of groundbreaking for EMS and the state of Minnesota. Serving on the EMS task force over the interim, what I found was that EMS and ambulance services across the state are having the same problems but for different reasons. The reimbursement rates are incredibly low, meaning that most services don't make money on the runs that they provide. Recruitment and retention of staff is difficult, and the geographic area and travel time for a lot of services is getting longer and longer. So the bill is, the funding made it into the governor's budget, which is really important. It tells us that the governor values that the work that we're doing, and, you know, in a year when we don't have a lot of money, he's prioritized EMS within the state as something we need to spend some of our limited funds on. So I'm grateful for that. It's moving through. I expect it to be able to be on the floor here in the next couple of weeks, and I'm super excited to see this move through and begin the process of retooling and improving how EMS and pre-hospital care is delivered in the state of Minnesota.